A federal lawsuit filed in Seattle yesterday alleges, among other things, that there has been document tampering in immigration cases. The lawsuit claims that government officials forged documents in a local deportation case. As KUOW's Liz Jones reports, that lawsuit calls for a broad investigation.
For nearly 6 years, Seattle resident Ignacio Lanusa fought his deportation case. He says he kept fighting because he's lived here 14 years, he's married to a U.S. citizen, and he has two U.S.-born sons. He nearly lost all that. A judge ordered him deported, but then Lanusa's attorney noticed something peculiar in his file.
This form right here. It's amazing and shocking how blatant of a forgery it is.
Matt Adams is Lanusa's current immigration attorney. It was actually a previous attorney who discovered the questionable document. It's a standard form that lays out some rights, called an I-826, and it's a pivotal piece of evidence the government relied on to prosecute Lanusa's case.
And if you look carefully at the document, you can also see that it appears to have been just kind of a blatant whiteout job with both the dates and with the names that were placed on it.
It gets even messier. The form is from the Department of Homeland Security. The government attorney signed and dated it with the year 2000. But the thing is, the Department of Homeland Security did not exist in 2000. After discovering the forgery, the Board of Immigration Appeals reopened Lanusa's case. The board described the form as containing, quote, anachronisms and other hallmarks which may suggest document tampering. Adams says the government did not contest it. Lanusa remembers his first reaction to the alleged forgery. It was happiness. There was finally some hope, he says. But now it gives him pause to think, how many other people has this happened to? Lanusa is now a legal U.S. resident, and his attorneys have filed complaints with the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Justice. They want a full investigation of cases handled by the government attorney who allegedly committed the forgery. Andrew Munoz is a spokesman for Immigration and Customs Enforcement in Seattle. He says they've launched an internal review and that they take all allegations of misconduct seriously. The lawsuit filed Thursday also seeks $500,000 for Lanusa. He says that's to recoup years' worth of legal fees, lost wages, and other hardships for his family. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.